Welcome to a fascinating narrative of Bengaluru's burgeoning love affair with football. In the year 2019, the city ignited a passion amongst its youngsters with the initiation of youth football leagues. This tale is illuminated by Arjun Patel's remarkable ascent from local fields to national glory, a testament to the powers of dreams. In Bengaluru, the football scene underwent a significant transformation with the Karnataka State Football Association launching youth leagues in 2019. This initiative catered to various age groups, from under 7 to under 17, and witnessed the rise of numerous teams, signaling a growth fervor for football among the youth. Enter Arjun Patel, a spirited young player whose journey epitomizes the aspirations of many young footballers. His training at the Ozone Academy laid the foundation, but his ambition soared much higher. Arjun's foray into competitive football began with the amateur league, marking his first test with structured 11-a-side football and setting him on a path towards his dreams. Arjun's relentless pursuit of excellence saw him join the Sports Authority of India, a turning point that thrust him into the national spotlight in junior football. His pinnacle moment came with Mumbai City FC winning the India Super League in 2020-21 season. His rise to fame was not just personal triumph, but an aspiration for many young enthusiasts across Bengaluru and India. The FIFA Under-17 World Cup hosted by India in 2017 highlighted a critical shortage of game-ready players. This revelation sparked a movement in Bengaluru, with youth leagues emerging as pivotal platforms for developing skilled and well-prepared players for professional football. Responding to this need, Bengaluru emerged as a hub for fostering football talent at the grassroots levels. Leagues like the Karnataka Youth Premier League and Double Pass India's Development League provided youngsters with ample opportunities to sharpen their skills and understanding of the game. Mandar Tamane, the CEO of Northeast United FC, emphasizes the crucial role of competitive gameplay in shaping professional footballers in India. He points out the need for more matches and significant upgrade in football infrastructure to match global standards. In Bengaluru, the rise of football academies such as Roots Football Club reflects the city's deepening commitment to the sport. These academies are pivotal in transforming players into seasoned professionals. Prithvi Ramakrishnan of Sports Paddock notes a cultural shift in Bengaluru. Parents, now more supportive of sports, have increased the demand for high-quality football academies, echoing the city's evolving sports culture. Yet, challenges remain, notably the lack of natural grass turfs and the need for more top-quality football grounds. In conclusion, Bengaluru's football scenario, flourishing through initiatives like youth leagues and icons like Arjun Patel, underscores the city's growing prowess in nurturing young talent. Addressing infrastructure gaps, however, remains a crucial step in realizing these lofty football aspirations.